This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Sri Lankan troops raided what they suspected to be a safe house linked to Easter Sunday bombings that killed hundreds. They said 15 people, six of them children, were killed in a shootout. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has details.
The military said Saturday 15 people were killed, six of them children. Security forces believe the militants were part of a group blamed for the Easter Sunday bomb attacks on three churches and four hotels that killed hundreds of people. Security forces heading for the suspected safe house say they were repulsed by explosions and gunfire, and they retaliated. They say they found a large cache of explosives there. Authorities are warning of more attacks on religious centres, and the United States and Britain have warned their citizens against travel to Sri Lanka. The bombings in a tourist haven shattered the calm Sri Lanka had enjoyed since civil war ended a decade ago.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Heavy rains lashed northern Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth as aid groups warned of possible flooding and mudslides in the days ahead. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The government announced that several people were killed throughout the area, whilst nearly 3,500 homes in parts of northernmost Cabo Delgado province were partially or fully destroyed, with electricity cut and at least one key bridge collapsed. Cyclone Kenneth arrived just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai ripped into central Mozambique and killed more than 600 people. UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lerke says the timing of Cyclone Kenneth puts aid efforts under a lot of strain.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. Iran's